Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to RiskFeesTaxes.com. RiskFeesTaxes.com, Higher Ground Financial Group. I'm Imran Rasby. I go by Raz. This is Daniel Rasby. He's a tax attorney. And we always come back to RiskFeesTaxes.com. But so those are the three biggest killers to your money, whether you're in retirement or not. But especially in retirement, you don't have time to recover. So those are things that you want to make sure that's taken care of. But what if you've taken care of all of those things? What if you have lots of money and now you're thinking about, well, how is the best way to transfer my wealth to the next generation? Do I use trusts? Do I use wills? That's one question. Do I use, you know, life insurance is way too expensive. Now I'm in my 60s. That doesn't make any sense, does it?
Well, maybe, maybe not. I mean, we had a client talk to us recently on the Zoom call. So they went to the website, made the appointment, talked to us for free. So that's how she got to us.
So let me explain. So they had like $4.5 million, $5 million in IRAs, 401ks, $4.5 million, $5 million in brokerage account, a couple million dollars in houses and real estate, and another $500,000 or so in cash. And they were saying, well, you got really highly appreciated stocks in the brokerage account, and so the kids will get a step up in basis, so they're not going to have to pay taxes on that. So why do we really need to do any planning? We'll just, you know, leave them as beneficiaries.
Well, in this particular instance, this client was not really spending very much. Yeah, they're all before they, for the amount of money they have, right? I mean, $80,000 or $100,000 a year as a lifestyle, which is quite a lot for many people. But for somebody that has a $10 or $15 million net worth, it's actually a pretty low amount of a spendable income.
So just at 5%, they would end up having $20 million just in a very few amount of years.
If it grows at 5% for the next, yeah, exactly. So by the time they pass away, they're scheduled to have well over $20 million of estate value, and probably quite a bit more because they're aggressively investing a lot of this money. It's in equities.
And they're young still, so that can be a while.
Yeah. And so we asked the question, you know, what is the purpose of investing the money? Well, to grow it for the future, for my kids. Okay. Well, if that's the case, then we want to be as efficient as possible because we don't want them to pay all this money in taxes. Well, what do you mean? Well, at that kind of asset size, you have a 40% federal estate tax on anything above the exclusion. Well, what is the exclusion? We have no idea. Why do we have no idea? Well, right now, for the last several years, the exclusion has been very high. Something like 10, 12, 13, $14 million you can leave without having any estate tax, but it's scheduled to go down. Now they're working on tax laws to change it, and it may change in the short term, but the problem is, it keeps changing. Every few years, the exclusion changes. You never really know what it's going to be. But $13 or $14 million is about as high as it's ever been. It's very unlikely that the exclusion is going to go up a lot more.
What does the exclusion mean? So let's say I do have $20 million. And what does that $14 million exclusion mean?
Well, that means that first $14 million is exempt from estate tax, but the other $6 million would be taxed at 40%. But I've already paid taxes on this asset.
I mean, I paid taxes on my house, on my cars, on my jewelry. I've already paid taxes.
That's what makes the estate tax one of the worst taxes, because you get taxed again on that money. And in fact, it gets worse. If you have IRAs as part of that over the limit, you pay the estate tax 40% on the total balance of the IRAs. But the IRAs are pre-tax. So now the kids have to pay tax on all the IRAs.
Income tax.
Again, income tax. So you'd get double tax. It's not like you take the estate tax away first and then you only pay income tax in the remainder. Or you take the income tax away first, you only pay estate tax in the remainder. That's not how it works. You have to pay both taxes on the entire amount. So it's really, really a bad idea to leave your kids IRAs. And this client understood that. They said, well, we're going to convert to Roth. That'll be the solution. Convert to Roth. It'll be great. And that'll be tax-free. And that's good. You know, on the one hand, you have to pay some money for the tax to lower and that lowers the estate value. So that makes sense. And it's tax-free. Great for the kids, and the kids can wait another 10 years after the parents die before touching that money, completely tax-free growth for that Roth. So that part's great.
So what if I have $20 million and it's all Roth?
Well, then that's great. But the problem is you're still going to have the estate taxes.
Even on the Roth?
Even on the Roth. So the Roth is income tax-free. And the stocks that this client has, they'll be capital gains tax-free. They're going to step up basis when they die. But there's still the estate tax to think about. So what do you do? Well, you could put money into an irrevocable trust. An irrevocable trust is one that you don't have control over. And for many people, that's a downside.
Because yeah, it's my money.
But in this case, they're only spending $100,000. Maybe you're not quite like this client. Maybe you're spending $200,000 to $300,000. But still, you can get that from a much smaller portion of your assets. So you could afford to set aside $7 million into these irrevocable trust in order to save on estate taxes. And that's great, but it creates another problem. Because when you have an irrevocable trust, now you have a capital gain issue on that money. So if you take your Apple stock that you bought and it was only $100,000 when you bought it and now it's $1 million, obviously if you sell it now, you pay capital gains. That's why you're not selling it. You're going to leave the kids and they pay no capital gains. They get a stepped up basis. That's all great. But once you put that stock in an irrevocable trust, you still don't have to pay capital gains now because you haven't sold it. But when you die, the kids get it and they sell it. They have to pay capital gains on the entire amount from what you originally bought it for. And it probably grows more between now and then.
So not when you put it in the trust, because there's a value there. It's from you when you originally bought it, so they don't get any step-up basis.
Exactly. And so that's a really big downside. Now, think about it this way. Capital gains rate, 20, maybe 23% if you count the excise tax. Okay, that's one. That's pretty bad. But estate tax is 40%. So you're saving almost half the tax to do this. So it's still worth it, but it's not the most efficient way. The most efficient way is to use life insurance.
But I've heard life insurance at my age is so expensive. I mean, if I'm over 60 years old, I mean, that's just going to be really expensive.
It's ridiculously expensive. You might even pay, several hundred thousand dollars every year for this life insurance policy in this example, but it's worth it. Why is it worth it? Because no matter how much you pay for the life insurance, the death benefit is always going to be significantly more than what you pay. You might put in $2 million over your lifetime, but the death benefit will be $4, $5, or $6 million, maybe more. And that's all tax-free. Life insurance is always income tax-free. It's always capital gains tax-free. And if it's an irrevocable trust, it's always estate tax-free. So that is the trifecta. It's free of all taxes. So you
catch though, right?
There's a catch. You got to qualify. You got to be healthy enough to qualify. And a lot of people think, well, I'm too old or too unhealthy to qualify. Not necessarily. You know, if you have cancer and it is more than just stage one or skin cancer or something a little more major than that, then yes, you're probably not going to qualify. There's a few major health conditions that'll exclude you. But a lot of times, if you just have high blood pressure, if you have, maybe even if you have diabetes or even if you smoke, you can still qualify for life insurance. Whether it's economically feasible really depends on your total picture. If you're how old you are, how healthy you are, what kind of money you have to put into the policy, and so on. But if you can qualify, and generally anybody under age, 72, 75, is still young enough that it could make sense. If you're putting that in, now you save all the tax. Remember I said putting the stocks into the irrevocable trust, those would save the estate tax, but it add back in capital gains. So you really only save half the tax. But doing it with life insurance, you save all the tax. And that's a huge deal because going from 40% tax to 0% tax is really, really good. You want your kids to be able to keep as much of that money as possible without paying, estate cows. And if you can be income tax, capital gains tax, and estate tax free, that's amazing. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, so you can schedule an appointment with us. We can talk to you about what types of trusts and what types of investments inside the trust would be taxed the best for your situation. And we'll talk to you again at riskfeestaxes.com. It'd be a free video call that you can set up with us.
Yeah, let's take the guesswork out of it. What we're going to do is find out what your situation is, specifically, what you're trying to do, how many kids do you have, how much money do you have, how much do you need to spend, how much is the excess, when do you want to give it to them, whether you're still alive, whether you pass away. A lot of those questions have to be answered to give good fiduciary advice, which we are when we talk to somebody in the BUI or the BIDI meetings. So you go to riskfeestaxes.com, make your appointment. We'll talk to you, find out more about you, and then find out if this really makes sense for you. And one of the things is, I've always heard that you want to, whatever you want to buy the cheapest thing. Like if you want to buy life insurance or homeowners insurance or car insurance, you look for the lowest rate. So in this life insurance, are you looking for the lowest rate?
Yes and no. The lowest or best rate depends on your goal, right?
Okay.
So usually the cheapest type of life insurance is term life insurance. And term life insurance is very inexpensive because they issue it for a 10-year, 15-year, 20-year time period, and they expect you to outlive it. So they expect the policy will expire.
Before you do.
Vast majority of them will never pay a claim because you live too long. And then your policy expires. Well, that's kind of silly if the whole purpose is this needs to be there whenever you die to pay for the estate tax. So you need to have permanent life insurance in order for this.
And Quinn, in this situation. So normally term life insurance is ideal for somebody that's young, doesn't have a lot of income, but needs to protect that income because their family is depending on them. If they die, then their family's destitute. But with that life insurance, the low-cost term life insurance, at least their income will be replaced for several years until the family figures out what to do. So that in those cases, term life insurance is excellent. But at age, you're retiring 55, 60, 65, at those times, the term life insurance really has no effect because you're not trying to replace your income anymore. But now what you're doing is you're doing a tax strategy and an estate strategy to help your kids inherit more money more securely with less taxes and less hassle.
And sometimes you're not actually trying to put the least amount of money possible into it. You're going to put the most that the IRS allows into it. And the IRS has limits on how much you can fund into an irrevocable trust and have it be exempt from taxes. So usually our clients that are doing these plans, they're desperate to put more money, as much money as possible into this. And there are limits to how much you can do.
Including two things. I mean, you're taking it out of your estate and moving it out, and you're funding it that's going to go tax-free, estate tax-free, income tax-free to your kids.
So sometimes you want to put more money in than you're not even allowed to. So you're actually looking for, in some ways, you could think of it as you're looking for the most expensive option because the more money you put into it, the more money you're going to have tax-free for the beneficiaries. But not all policies are created equal. There's a lot of different ways to set it up. And there's many hidden things. Some insurance policies have much higher internal fees
and costs. And that's a big other point. One of the things, I've sold insurance most of my life, right? But when you got in with law school, you started looking at all the details and the inner workings and trying to figure out what the internal costs are. That made a huge difference long-term-wise how much the kids actually get, right?
Exactly. So some policies, they'll show you projections of here's what you might get if the market does this or if the interest rates stay the way they are. But that's not guaranteed, but the fees are guaranteed. And so if the fees happen, but the interest you get is not as much, then you actually may not grow that policy very well. So, and then there's other policies that have much lower fees. And so then it doesn't matter so much whether you get the big projections or not, because even at the minimum projections, you're still going to be sufficient to take care of that tax problem that you have at death. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, to find out more about how to save money for your estate, have your kids pay as little as possible, hopefully zero, to inherit money from you. There's no sense in you paying all this money in tax all your life, and then the kids get taxed again when you pass away. We want to minimize your taxes. Go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.